Two commercial fishing organizations say that instead of addressing habitat problems or fighting invasive species that eat salmon in Cook Inlet, the state simply restricted commercial fishing. So they sued the federal government. They argue that it never should have handed off the responsibility of managing salmon in federal waters to the state. For commercial fishermen like Brian Harrison and Homer, the court's decision is a victory, but he's not sure what to expect going forward.
I think that we are as in the dark as anyone else, the layman drifters here in Homer. We are hopeful that this will be a place to start to help turn around this fishery and to manage this resource in a way that science tells us is the best way to manage it, and not politicians.
Harrison's not the only one in the dark. Federal and state fisheries managers will have to work together on a new plan for how to manage the various fisheries, but no one is sure what the plan will look like. Sam Cotton is commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The United States has made it very clear they don't want to manage salmon. The state's made it very clear that we don't need the United States government to help us manage salmon.
Fish and Game is responsible for day-to-day management of the state's fisheries. There is a federal fishery management plan for most of the state, but the National Marine Fisheries Service specifically excluded Cook Inlet salmon from that plan. Now that a new plan has to be written to include Cook Inlet, it's not even clear who's going to be covered under it. Typically, federal fishery management plans don't include sport or personal use fishing. But because salmon spend their lives in rivers and in the oceans, federal oversight could expand to include them both. Cotton says he doesn't know which groups will be covered under a new plan.
So there's a lot of unanswered questions before we even get to a design of a new fishery management plan.
He says the National Marine Fisheries Service could appeal, or potentially the state. He doesn't think there will be a new management plan in place in time for next summer's fishing season, and it's not clear if the ruling allows the state to continue managing the fisheries without a federal plan.
And that's what we do not want to have. Any areas closed. Most of the area that the people drift in is federal waters.
Eric Hibsha, vice president of the United Cook Inlet Drift Association, which sued, says his group wants to see the state continue to manage the fisheries, but under federal guidelines. No matter what's next, Hibsha says he thinks federal oversight will simplify salmon management, and that might help calm Cook Inlet's fish wars.
It will level the playing field. Everyone will have the same set of rules to play by, and I think that will go a long way to calming some of the angst and some of the contention that goes on over resource management in this area.
Federal fisheries regulators say developing a new plan could take years. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Anchorage, I'm Rasha McChesney.